Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Verizon Wireless has suspended several employees who accessed account information for the phone formerly used by President-elect Barack Obama, the company said Thursday. The phone used by Obama was not designed for email or data services and has been inactive for several months, Verizon Wireless said. Recently, Obama has been seen frequently using a BlackBerry. Verizon is investigating those workers who accessed the account. The employees are currently on paid leave. Those who have accessed the account improperly and without legitimate business justification will face the appropriate disciplinary action, the company said. Dell's revenue dropped 3% and net income fell 5% in the third quarter, but there was some good news amongst all the gloom. The company's revenue grew 11% in Asia, while sales grew 29%. Profits more than doubled compared to the same time last year in the region. Encouraged by the growth, the company is planning more investments in call centers in India and research and development in China. But the extent to which it invests, however, will depend on how the global economic climate shapes up. Along the same themes, and the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas normally means more than just gadgets. You'll also find long taxi lines and high rates for hotels that you have to book months in advance, but perhaps not in 2009. While a cavalcade of high-tech toys is almost assured, many of the biggest hotels in Las Vegas still have open rooms for CES week, and some are even reducing prices. On Thursday, the show organizers emailed some registered attendees, informing them that more than 10 hotels have slashed their room rates for CES, which will take place from January 8th to 11th, and just about every other well-known hotel in the city has rooms available. And finally, astronauts living on board the International Space Station next month will install what could be a life-saving gadget, an electronic nose. The e-nose will be unpacked and installed on the space station on December the 9th. Its job is to sniff out dangerous chemicals like ammonia, mercury, methanol, and formaldehyde that could escape into the air. It has an array of 32 sensors and will have a six-month test run. There have been past air quality problems in the space station, the space shuttle, and the Russian space station Mir. The problems largely went undetected until crew members were exposed to the contaminants. The sensors, which will run autonomously, are designed to detect the leaks as they happen, allowing astronauts to quickly protect themselves. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Martin Williams in Tokyo. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.